Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Tell us what you make of our new program. We're eager to hear what you think. We're eager for your feedback and your story ideas, if you have them. Current State at WKAR.org. Current State at WKAR.org. Michigan officials plan to lay out a new educational campaign to combat obesity. Today, Department of Community Health Director Jim Haveman and other officials will unveil the campaign at the Capitol. Last year, the agency reported more than 30% of children from ages 10 to 17 were overweight or obese. We've got our eye on that. Each Wednesday on our Neighbors in Action segment on Current State, we feature a person or organization that's working to make our community a better place. This is a listener-generated segment, meaning that each week the person or organization we feature will be nominated by you. And for this week's Neighbors in Action, we highlight the Lansing chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. And with me in the studio to tell us about the work NAMI does in the Lansing area is President Margaret Keeler. And Cindy Leppard is a member of NAMI Lansing, who is here to share her personal story as well. Welcome to Current State, to both of you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it a lot. Margaret, tell us about the people you serve here in Lansing, their needs, their issues.
Well, we serve, we are an advocacy organization that provides educational programs and in advocacy for families, et cetera. Mm-hmm. One of the things that families often find when they or their family member becomes ill, mentally ill, that there's all kinds of things that they're dealing with all at once, you know, behaviors that, that need treatment. Accessing the mental health services. Sometimes there's a lot of financial issues. There's understanding the medications, all of those things. So one of the things that NAMI does is that we have nationally recognized programs that NAMI members in Lansing are trained to teach. So we outreach to those families via Spiro Behavioral Health or from Community Mental Health and let them know when we're teaching these classes. So one of the classes for families of adult children is called Family to Family. And it's a 12-week class that's nationally recognized, and it is just full of all kinds of information from looking at the different mental illnesses, medications. We even have a workshop on communication skills, ways to help families navigate through some of those things that are going on.
And Cindy Leppard, tell us how you first connected with NAMI Lansing.
I first connected with NAMI. It was right after I became extremely ill. Went into a manic episode. I was in psych units for about 7 years. I started getting better by reaching out and volunteering, telling my story, and I heard about NAMI and became involved with them because they also offer peer support group. It's connections where we can all get together and we're understanding each other, and it's also an avenue to recovery, and to my recovery it's helped a lot. Where recovery from mental illness is a process. I didn't think I could recover or ever be happy again, and I'm in the state now that I can be. And NAMI has contributed to this.
And that all happened here in Lansing?
Yes, it did.
How long ago?
I first became very ill probably about 20 years ago.
Okay.
18 years ago.
And you've been basically lots better since when?
I have not been hospitalized for over 12 years.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Many allege that the state's mental health services, the system in general, is just simply broken. Too little access to care, too few facilities, too few qualified personnel, too much disinvestment over the years. A lot of facilities have been closed. And the result is that jail and the courts are where the mentally ill end up instead of getting treatment. Margaret Keeler, what needs to happen here? Lots needs to happen. I understand that. What's on your short list of what needs to happen?
Well, there has to be an increase to access to care because so many times the reason why people end up in jail is because their behaviors bring them to the point of being arrested. And so if there is a way to be able to access mental health services when somebody is becoming destabilized, they're mentally unwell, then we would be able to hopefully deter them from not being put in jail in the first place. So it's all an issue of access, and that means that the system has to be rebuilt. Currently, the community mental health system here in the Lansing area is a wonderful system, but it's really only open to those that are severely and persistently mentally ill. At this point in time, you have to have been hospitalized multiple times or have been destabilized multiple times before you can really access their services, like case management or ACT services, which is assertive community treatment services. So there's not an outpatient component for people to be able to access some of that early intervention kind of stuff.
Well, it sounds like prevention is not a part of the formula at all here. If someone is starting to spiral downwards, then there's really nobody there, in many cases, I guess, to really intervene. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and oftentimes nowadays you have primary care providers, primary care physicians who are taking on that issue quite a bit. They're having to treat in the midst of a busy medical practice to address the mental health issues. And it's a much broader. It's not just a medication treatment that you have to have access to counseling services, et cetera. So it needs to be fixed. It needs to be it's broken, and it needs to be started anew is actually what has to happen. And the challenge that NAMI National says is that to build it anew, to focus on early screening, diagnosis, treatment, and prevention. And really, President Obama's plan that he rolled out last week when he talked, the proposals with regards to mental health treatment and, the new gun laws and all that stuff, we only want to see that from the NAMI perspective, we want to see the mental health system rebuilt.
We're talking with Margaret Keeler of NAMI Lansing and Cindy Leppard, a NAMI Lansing member here. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Cindy, given your firsthand experience, was access to care an issue for you?
Yes, it was huge. I became ill, and my sister was trying to help me get some care, and I could not get care unless I hurt myself or hurt someone else, basically. This has been years ago, so it was difficult for me to, I didn't really hurt myself, but kind of enough to get me some care, and which is very difficult. I think what we have now is what has been referred to as a patchwork relic in our mental health system right now. Just the pieces are not fitting together, and the care, I do believe they are putting too many different problems under one umbrella. We need more access to outpatient care right away, before someone has to hurt themselves or do something out of control. Fortunately for me, I'm not a violent person. I did some outrageous things and was primarily a victim.
How so?
For instance, I had a feeling that, God was telling me to hand out. I gave away $2,000 worth of jewelry to people.
Oh my.
And things like that. And really just ridiculous things where I would, do something thinking I was helping someone, but yet my mind wasn't all there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen so many cases of my friends who have been in those situations where you're just walking around at night because you can't sleep and get picked up by the police.
Oh, my.
And so, I was lucky I didn't have to actually go to jail. They realized that I needed to go to the psych unit.
Sure. I imagine it frustrates you that the both of you, that the larger public conversation about mental health spikes after a shooting tragedy. You have already alluded to Newtown. There's more discussion of mental illness after incidents like Newtown and Aurora, more focus on it. So mental illness ends up becoming so closely linked to danger and to fear. I'd like your response to that.
Well, in truth, individuals with mental illness, as Cindy alluded to, often are more the victims of violence.
Precisely.
Yes. And so those situations, we feel that if families had been well educated about what symptoms were going on at that in those scenarios, that maybe there would have been some way to prevent that. I don't know, but no, the individuals in those situations are really anomalies. I don't know how else to say it. I think that the stigma of mental illness, people want to move to that and say that all mentally ill individuals are violent, but that's just not true.
Right. Do some states have what you would regard as good mental health services, or are all states lacking here? Is this just a low priority from coast to coast?
Well, I really don't know all of the grades the states have, but NAMI National, which is NAMI.org, you can find grading the states on their website to see which state what the grade the state
right.
is. And Michigan has a low grade.
Well, I was surprised though that as much attention as Michigan's problem gets, the state actually was ranked 18th in mental health funding as recently as 2009. So it's now, does that mean it's arguably a lot worse in a lot of other states than it is even here in Michigan?
Yeah.
So do you help many veterans and veterans' families?
Well, that is a new focus for NAMI. At the national level, NAMI and the Veterans Administration have a memorandum of understanding. So our signature program, Family to Family, the veterans organizations can advertise to their family members that local NAMIs are offering that program. And the idea is that we would offer that to the family to family to veterans' families. So that's a growing area.
Very good. Well, tell listeners here before we wrap up the segment, tell listeners how they can become involved in the work that you do. You rely on volunteers?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We are an all-volunteer organization, and you can see what NAMI Lansing is up to. We have multiple programs, and you can check it out at www.namilansing.org, or you can call our phone number at 517-484-3404. Please contact us. We would love to hear from you.
Margaret Keeler is the president of NAMI Lansing. Cindy Leppard is a member of the organization. Margaret, Cindy, many thanks for joining us and sharing your stories with us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to nominate someone or an organization to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment each Wednesday, please send an email to currentstate@wkar.org, put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do. You can even nominate yourself if you like. And today's suggestion of NAMI Lansing came from listener and NAMI Lansing board member Greta DeWolf.